Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint and I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And I hope you were able to be with us this weekend as we wrapped up this series called Free, where we've looked at this idea that people who are freed by grace are also marked by generosity. And we're thinking about the generous activity of God in our lives, especially as we head into the coming weekend where it's move-up day for LifePoint kids. It'll be one of their most fun days of the year. Our LifePoint students will be launching for the fall. We'll be launching a brand new 8:15 service. I hope you'll prayerfully join us next Sunday at the Lewis Center campus at 8:15 in addition to 9:30 and 11. And again, just thinking about how people who are freed by grace are marked by generosity, in this letter to the Corinthians, Paul is calling them to a deeper, stronger, more rooted relationship with Christ. You know, Jesus said, "My house shall be called a house of prayer." And so throughout, 2026, we've covered every day of this year, somebody from our church with prayer and fasting. And just by way of reminder, fasting is not something that we do to try and make ourselves more precious to God, but to realize how precious God is to us. We spend more time because we cut something out of our day in prayer. And so, and we'd love for you to join us in this initiative. If you go to lifepointohio.com/prayer, you can sign up for a day or days to pray and fast. There's a specific list of prayer requests that are there. There's a video explanation of what we're trying to do over this year. And as we think about becoming the kinds of people that God wants us to be. And in chapter 9, Paul uses the word or some form of the word generosity 6 times. And he talks about these 3 principles of the harvest in chapter 9. Number 1, God supplies it. He supplies the harvest. God multiplies it. And that he's glorified by it. In verse 10, he says, listen, God's the one who supplies the seed to the sower and the bread for food, right? So 2 things that God supplies, seed and bread. So seed represents your tomorrow. Bread represents your today. Seed represents your future. Bread represents, right, your food. And so God supplies these things for us. And then over time, if we sow the seed that God gives to us, just like we do in farming, over time, then what happens is that God multiplies it. He doesn't just supply it, but he multiplies it. Paul says, you will be enriched in every way. So the harvest principle is that the more you sow, the more you reap. So when we sow seed, right, if you've ever planted a garden, you know that you do everything you can do above ground, but the one thing you can't do is make the seed grow. But that's okay, because what Paul is saying was when he says God is the enricher, he is saying that God works underground. Right, that word enricher is where we get our word for Pluto, right? It's the word plutsamenoi. And Pluto was the Greek god of the underworld, right? The underworld was rich with minerals and the agricultural capacity to make plants grow. Paul is saying God works underground. God works in places that we can't see. Because this idea that God takes what we sow and he multiplies it, it's not like Christian multi-level marketing, right? It's not a way to get rich. Because sometimes people have challenges, quite honestly. You start to give, you start to be generous, and something breaks. And you're like, wait a minute, God, this doesn't work. Well, it's not an equation, but it is a principle. I've never known anyone who's invested, who's been generous over a lifetime, who does not say, you know what, God's principles don't work. Over time, God multiplies what we sow, right? It's not just that you sow a kernel of wheat and you get a kernel of wheat. You sow a kernel of wheat, you get a stalk of wheat, right? And that stalk has up to 50 seeds on it. It multiplies, which means in the future, you have more bread, right? God continues to provide for your daily needs, but then you have a multiplied impact, right? You can grow fields full of grain because God multiplies it. And he says the multiplication of that, the way that you're providing for the needs of the saints, that's what he says to the Corinthians, is overflowing with many thanksgivings to God. So you're part of this mission, glorifying God among the nations, people that, otherwise you're never going to meet. Last year, our church family gave over $1.5 million to missions, to see Christ known in places. And again, people that, you know, you're never going to meet. And actually, I'm saying that wrong. You won't meet them here, but you will meet them in eternity. Beautiful people from around the world, places and other spaces where you scattered, you sowed the seed that God gave you. You know, earlier this year, we invested in a translation of the Bible among the Dagestani peoples in southern Russia. And just got an update. They've translated 18% so far of the work, right, that they were commissioned to do. So sometime in the future, there's folks who are going to have a copy of God's word, an understanding of who Jesus is, because you supplied it. And that really leads to the last idea, is that your generosity, my generosity, right, it brings God glory. And that's why I think what we talked about on Sunday was so important, right, with our residents and purchasing resident housing for them. Not only is our church being blessed by our residents, but we are investing in people, young people, who are going to have a lifetime of ministry. Some of them with us, some of them in other places, but we're helping them investigate calling in a world where, you know, 75% fewer young people, 75% are considering ministry over the last 100 years. The future of the church, right? We need to put in the hands of called, trained young men and women, which leads to that last idea. You know, it says that they long for you, they pray for you. Paul speaking of these other churches who are going to receive this gift from the Corinthians, because of the surpassing grace of God upon you, and thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift. So we give because God gave. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. So you and I can give today, because God's providing for our needs today. We can give today because God's going to take what we invest, and he's going to multiply it into the future. And when he does that, he's going to be glorified. So I'm going to pray that into our day and then give you the opportunity to pray. God, thank you for everything you supply. We tend to want to say that we're self-made, God, but we know that the brain that we have, the air that we breathe, the opportunities that we've had, God, all of that comes from you. You're the supplier and you're the multiplier. So God, will you take the resources that we give back to you, that we put in your hands, and give us joy in the multiplication, that thanksgiving would overflow in others because of the way we live generous lives. Help us to be generous with our time. Help us to be generous with our gifts, and certainly with our treasure and our resources that you've ultimately put in our hands. Now you take the opportunity to pray for the grace of God in your life to be generous as well.